I'm your Captain Jenny, director of the London Bike Kitchen, author of How to Build a Bike, the original version, and chair of the Women of Color Cycling Collective. I'm joined by my stoker.
Boop, boop. Alex is in the back. I've got my feet up. I've got my hands up. I am a cyclist, and I'm an ex-cycling industry social media professional slash goof.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So today we're going to talk about chains.
Changes.
So we did a previous maintenance mini-sode about lubrication. And looking back on it, I don't know why we did lubing before cleaning, because I would never recommend that.
You should always clean before you lube.
Always. So I don't know what I was thinking, but anyways, I've come to my senses now, and I want to talk about how to clean a chain.
Jenny, I need to know, what is a chain? quick question.
I'm glad you've asked.
Quick question.
Well, what's a chain? We need to make sure we're on the same page, right?
Yes,
so the chain
please.
Is a part of your drivetrain, and the drivetrain is made up of the chain, the cassette or freewheel on the back, and the chain ring on the front. And the chain kind of connects everything together so that when you're pedaling, whatever you're moving on the front chain ring gets moved on the back wheel, and that's how you are propelled along. The chain is itself made up of inner and outer plates, pins, and rollers. So we'll throw a diagram in there for you,
yes,
to see.
Please.
I've got some good drawings. There's no bearings in the chain. So the movement in the chain is happening because it's hinging, and each pin hinges, and that's what is allowing the chain to be flexible. But the rollers bear the brunt of the wear. So the rollers are like metal donuts, and the rollers are what make contact with the teeth on the chain set and cassette on the back. And so they're made of a softer metal material, and it's not meant to last forever. It's meant to wear down first, actually. So in the hierarchy of the drivetrain, which is the chain, the cassette, and the chain ring, it's the first thing to go. So keep an eye on your chain, take care of your chain, because it will take care of your other bike parts. It's like the canary in the coal mine as well. So it's going to tell you what condition.
I was going to say that.
Yeah, it's going to tell you what condition your other bike parts are in, and it's the cheapest part of your drivetrain.
Yep.
So if people want an idea of prices, an 8-speed chain is £13. The cheapest 11-speed chain is like £20, but they can go really high. Mm. I'm talking like £100 for a chain, not unheard of. An 8-speed cassette is £30, an 11-speed cassette starts at £50, and then that goes up. And chain rings can be £1 a tooth. So if you have a 50-tooth chain ring, that's going to be £50.
Wow.
And I know that a lot of people are riding Shimano right now, and the like Shimano 4-bolt 105 chain ring starts at like £75.
Wow.
So if you have to replace your entire drivetrain, we're talking like almost £200 for Shimano Road. Like, it's yeah.
Yeah, I remember learning this like when I came to do my bike and you're like, oh, if you just regularly change the chain, it's not going to destroy everything else. You know, and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know you had to change them.
Yeah.
You're like, huh.
Yeah, it's, no one obviously teaches you this. So
no.
I'm here to spread the good word that the chain is a sacrificial part. It gives its life so that your other bike parts may live to see
bless
another day.
Bless the chain so we may ride again.
Yes.
So I think I know what a chain is, but
yeah.
Jenny, why do I have to clean it?
So you want to clean your chain because it's going to help your chain last longer. I want to emphasize this. I'm going to drill it into everyone's heads that cleaning your chain is preventative maintenance. It will prolong the life of your bike parts. It will save you money. It will make sure that you don't get black, oily gunk on your clothes and on your hands in case something happens. Like, it's just going to be good for you and good for your bike and good for your wallet if you clean your chain.
Yeah, I thought that was normal to have, like, black sticky gunk all over your chain.
No.
You know, like, people get the tattoo of, like, the chain mark on their leg.
Yeah, cat four
like,
tattoo.
That's not actually how you're meant to do it.
No. And sometimes it's kind of inescapable. Like, your chain, I remember Biola from Velociposse was asking me, like, I've been cleaning and cleaning and cleaning my chain, and I can't get it sparkling. Like, there's always some oil that creeps up, and I'm just like, that's normal. That's absolutely normal. You're never going to get it perfectly clean, but you can always make it better. So
how often should I be cleaning it?
I say clean with the seasons. And so, like, the minute, you know, you feel, at least in this country, like, when spring comes, and you're like, yes! You know, the days are longer, there's more sunlight, and it's a bit warmer. Like, that's the visceral reminder for you to clean your chain.
Spring clean your chain, everybody.
Yeah. But, you know, in places where you don't have big weather changes, like in California, for example, I'm lazy with maintenance. It does depend on how much you ride and how dirty your chain is. So again, it's a part of, like, getting to know your bike and touching the chain. Touch it. It wants to... be held.
Wants to be touched.
And just
treat your chain canary right.
Yeah, like, is it super greasy? Do you need to wipe it down? Is it dry? You know, keep in tune with your bicycle.
So, say I'm one of these people that maybe hasn't cleaned their chain. What's the matter with that? Like, why is having a dirty chain bad?
I'm going to read you a quote from our beloved Richard Ballantyne. He has a really nice explanation about this. The trouble with oil is that it attracts dirt, which then mixes with the oil and forms a gooey, abrasive mess, greatly increasing mechanical wear. Even Richard here points out, like, it gets you dirty, and that gunk is not harmless. So it becomes a sandpaper paste, like an exfoliating scrub. But it's on your chain, and it's a mix of the oil, brake dust, house dust, dirt, soil, sand, hair, glitter, whatever that oil picks up. It just incorporates it into its paste. It's like that character from Spirited Away.
Oh,
that just
God.
Keeps eating.
Yeah, no face.
No face.
No chain. No chain if you carry on like this.
No chain. So that ends up wearing down your components even faster than they normally would wear. So cleaning your chain down slows down the process of wear, and it saves you money. Again, like, if you can extend the life of your drivetrain, that is money in your pocket. And if you ignore it, if you ignore the drivetrain and if you ride it into the ground, expect, like, starting cost to replace a drivetrain is like $100 starting. It's more likely to be more than that. So, and if you clean and change your chain regularly, you can probably get 2 to 3 chains using the same cassette and chain ring. Does that make sense? Like, you can change the chain 2 to 3 times and you'll have the same cassette and chain ring.
And if I don't do that, I'd have to change them sooner.
Yeah.
And they cost more.
They cost more. Whereas the chain is like 15 pounds.
Mm.
So, and also you're saving metal from going to landfill. Because now with the stupid bicycle industry, cassettes are sold as a block. Like, you can't buy a single cassette sprocket and just replace the one that's super worn, for example.
Oh, for God's sake.
So you have to buy the entire 11 sprocket cassette and toss the old one. So it's fighting, you know, planned obsolescence. It's political.
Oh, everything's political.
Yeah, sorry. So my challenge to everyone is to keep your chain as gunk-free as possible.
But how am I going to do that, Jenny? What tools do I need to clean my chain? I'm assuming something very expensive.
No, not at all. And in fact, so there's a couple ways to do this. And the first way is prevention. So I talk about this in my bare minimum maintenance class, but because I'm super lazy, I use a dry lube on my chain, even though we live in a country that's very moist and damp. A dry lube is usually meant for dry weather, and we talk about this more in our other maintenance minisode about lubrication. Yeah. So listen to that one. We'll include a link below.
Mm-hmm.
But using the dry lube and running my chain dry means that it's not going to attract all the glitter and the hair from the road and wear down my chain faster. And then when it gets really squeaky, I just put dry lube on and be done with it. But that's prevention. And then the other way is like, well, you got to clean it. And then there's a couple ways to do that. So you don't need anything fancy. I recommend using rubbing alcohol. Have you heard of this?
So it's not alcohol I drink, is it? It's
no, a different type of... no, you should not drink.
Oh, it hits different. It hits different. So rubbing alcohol.
Hmm. Yeah. And I think they call it that because they will use it in massage sessions.
Oh.
It evaporates really quickly, but it's also known as isopropanol or isopropyl alcohol. And you can get it at any pharmacy, chemist, online. I don't want to say the A word, but...
No, don't say that. No. Don't shop there. Come on, be creative.
Support your local pharmacy. It's cheap. It's £5 for like 500 mil.
I was going to ask you, how many chains exactly, Jenny? No, I'm joking.
How many chains will you get out of that?
That clean, yeah.
Oh my God, loads.
Like, loads. Okay, cool.
We have, currently in our household, we have half a bottle of isopropyl alcohol left. And we use that. We've had that for a couple of years now. You just need a small amount to clean. Like, and the super easy way to do this is to just, all you need are some rags, like old t-shirts, old pants, old socks. Really good
old,
for this.
Old face masks you're not going to use anymore.
Yeah, those might be, they might be too small.
And
also, I think we can't be that optimistic.
No.
I think we still need face masks.
Trying to be creative, but yeah.
Keep the face masks. But that's all you need, right? This is the quick and dirty way of cleaning, which is just a bit of rubbing alcohol on a rag. Put the sock on your hand. It's quite fun. Make the rag wet with rubbing alcohol and then rub your chain down. And just be careful. Don't get your hand caught in the teeth of the chain ring, because that's... it's making
me... They are very sharp.
Ugh. Just thinking about it. And watch out for your freewheel or cassette as well, because the same thing could happen. Hand could get caught in there. Blood could be shed. So that's the genuinely quick and dirty way. That's legitimate, though. It's totally legitimate way to clean your chain. Don't feel like you're not doing enough. Like, get over the perfectionist tendency. Like, it's okay. It's okay.
It's okay. I'll put a link below because I loved your tweet where you've got like the sock on your hand cleaning the chain and it just looks like such a little janky sock puppet. It's great.
Yeah, it's fun.
So I'm just rubbing alcohol, no water, no ferry, washing up liquid.
No, and I'm glad you brought that up because washing up liquid or dishwashing liquid for the Americans out there contains salt usually.
Oh.
And salt likes to kickstart that process of corrosion. So, or rust even. That's why, like, if you live in an area next to a large ocean, and you get lots of rust happening because there's a lot of salt in the air. So salt, keep salt away from your bike. If you do have no choice but to use a washing up liquid, then make sure you rinse really well.
Mm.
But if you use rubbing alcohol, you don't have to wash anything off. Easy.
And I've seen before, though, didn't you do the technique where you have the two toothbrushes?
Yeah, so this is getting more intensive.
We're working our way from, like, absolute...
Yeah, bare bones.
Bare bones.
Yeah, so next step up is you can use two toothbrushes and you... Old ones, don't use the ones that you usually use.
Brand new, fresh toothbrushes.
And you face the heads so that they are touching. So the bristles are kissing. And then it's easier if you wrap a little rubber band around the handle so it keeps them together. And then you can scrub the top and bottom of the chain rather than the sides. So the sides are the plates and the plates don't really touch the rollers.
They don't see much action, do they?
Sides. But
it's only the bottom, I guess.
If they are... oily, they will attract dirt and gunk and what have you. So you obviously wipe it down, but the real area that you want to clean are the rollers, the metal donuts that are making contact with the teeth of the chain ring and cassette. And you can use here rubbing alcohol. It might be a bit more fun if you like foam to get a chain specific cleaner or even a bike cleaner. Try to find like an environmentally friendly one. The Muckoff one's pretty good. Ooh, don't get an aerosol though. I hate aerosol sprays for anything bike maintenance because the propellants like spray everything everywhere and you can't help but inhale all that stuff. And even if you're outside, it gets everywhere. It's so gross. I hate tasting it. Like, I don't want to think about how much I've ingest how much like GT85 I've ingested over the years. Mm-mm. But like using a spray nozzle cleaner is much better. My partner's currently trying a brand called Petey's, and they're supposed to be environmentally friendly. He was impressed with it in that it works, but he's coming from a background of using this stuff called Morgan Blue, which has a picture of a dead fish on it. So,
oh my God, really?
Yeah, it's. Ugh. I'm like, what's in it? And he's like, I don't know. And I'm like, well, maybe we shouldn't be using it. So, the sacrifice here is that you're going to be using a little bit more elbow grease, but I think it's worth it. But then, that's the two toothbrush method, and the chain is still on the bike.
So we haven't taken the chain off this entire time.
No, chain is still on the bike. Some people may ask about the the chain cleaner contraptions that you like clamp over the chain and you pedal and it drags the chain through with some brushes. I've never had success with those, and I personally think they are a waste of manufacturing and a gimmick.
I think isn't there one that looks like a little pig?
Yeah.
We sold it at Look Mum, but I just thought it looked cute. You know, and you're like, I'm going to put my hand up and say I was the one who was like, oh, cute pig chain cleaner. But I wouldn't buy one because I know I can do these things.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, though, is if having a cute little pig chain cleaner makes you clean your chain, then I'm all for it.
True. Jenny's rules are if it makes you clean your chain, get it.
Do it. Yeah. Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
And the other fun thing to do for cleaning your chain is cleaning your jockey wheels on your derailleur. So those of you who have gears on the back will probably have, you might have hub gears, this doesn't apply, but if you have a derailleur gear, you've got the two little black discs with teeth on them. Those are called jockey wheels. And the jockey wheels often accumulate very thick piles of oily buildup. It's not really thin. It's very viscous, or it's almost solid. And so what you want to use here is a flathead screwdriver, and you scrape that gunk off. And I'm feeling really pleased just thinking about it. Like, it's one of my favorite things to clean. Like, you scrape it off and it just comes off in one piece, and it's very pleasing.
Dreamy. We need to make some ASMR videos of this.
And actually, if you do have a single speed, so if you don't have a derailleur with jockey wheels, you may very well find that on your single speed freewheel, you'll have, or your fixed gear sprocket as well, you'll have this like buildup of gunk. And you'll do the same thing. Use a flathead screwdriver. Just scrape it off gently. And you can do it with a chain ring as well. So these are the places where you'll get that heavy buildup of really... it's almost like Play-Doh. It's like Play-Doh texture.
It's that proper, like, just gunk.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Just... So you want to get that off as well. So again, like, scrape that off. Flathead screwdriver. It's very pleasing. I cannot recommend it enough. And I'm thinking you could, if you wanted to, take... Again, this is, we're going a bit deeper now, but still, chain is still on. Floss your cassette.
So, floss it?
Yeah, so if you take a rag and you stick it in between each sprocket and you just kind of go back and forth, like...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You're flossing your teeth. And what ends up happening is, first off, the rag will pick up any of the gunk that's on the cassette. But also the ratcheting, the freewheel mechanism will rotate when you pull the rag towards the front of the bike. So it kind of, it rotates the cassette for you, and you don't have to go around the cassette to clean everything. You just floss this back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and you can clean in between each cassette sprocket by doing that as well.
Nice.
But again, this is, we're going like next level here.
We're doing like, effort. We're going up in effort now, I guess.
Yeah.
So is there anything else I can do to clean before I have to take it off?
No. I think that's kind of the most you could probably do without taking the chain off.
Okay. So what are my options when I take it off?
This show is brought to you by our Third Wheels. Want to support Jenny and Alex? Become a Third Wheel supporter and help us make episodes in 2021. Give us a saddle push with a one-off donation, or become a £3 a month stabilizer or a £5 a month Third Wheel. Visit wheelsuckerspodcast.com for details. Okay, so next level cleaning is taking the chain off your bike, and this way you can get into, you can soak the chain and it gets into every nook and cranny. And again, I don't want to go too much into it on the podcast because it's one of those things that I really have to be like visually demonstrating how to take a chain off.
Yeah.
But you can do this if you want, but it's not necessary. And if you want to learn, I have a class video about this.
No way. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We'll put a link below.
It's part of the LBK online class library. You can join the I Like to Watch membership. And it's got all our class recordings, and there is a class on how to clean your chain. And there's even a class called how to change your chain, because if you're good and you clean your chain regularly and you use a chain checker to check and make sure it's not worn down past its prime.
Yes, then you can. One of those, actually,
it's really useful.
They're really cheap, you know. And you're like, yeah. Oh, why did I again? Didn't know about this at all. Bought one. It is very satisfying to check your chain.
Yeah, and then you know you're like, oh, I've got some time left. But I cover in the videos about like when you should change your chain and also how to do it. And I cover how to do a single speed chain as well as a geared chain. So. That's one of the benefits of doing the maintenance yourself, is that you are doing it on your own terms.
Yeah.
And you are keeping tabs on your own bicycle. And Richard's actually got a little intro about that. Shall I read,
please,
what Richard says about maintenance?
Okay. Everybody get comfy. Okay. We have retreated to the comfort of our homes to digitally record the Wheel Suckers podcast for you, dear listener, which is now edited by Wardour Studios. Wardour have remained strong, providing professional recordings and editing in these unusual times. Let their team of engineers, producers, and composers be your guide. Visit wardourstudios.co.uk for more.
Do we have to sing the song?
A moment with Richard.
There we go.
I've been listening to loads of Richard Cheese recently. Dick Cheese. Yeah. Come on, get down. It's time for a moment with Richard.
Yes.
Lounge singing is what I want everything to be done in.
It makes everything. It just takes the edge off of everything, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. Okay, I'm ready for Richard.
You ready for Richard? This is what Richard has to say about bike maintenance. The subject of maintenance and repair of bicycles is usually clouded with negative feelings. It is regarded as something in the, quote, must be done, end quote, category, and approached as a chore. Bicycle repair books are fond of saying that any cretin can understand how to fix his machine, or that the book itself has the answer to any problem that might conceivably come up. Both approaches underestimate the reader's intelligence and compartmentalize maintenance and repair, keeping it separate from writing. This is a basic mistake. The extent to which you get involved in working on your bike should be a direct function of how you ride. One follows the other like night and day. The awareness that riding a bike precipitates usually includes an awareness and interest in the bike itself. How the bike responds is very much a function of maintenance. Ideally, you are going to work on your own bike because you want a together, tight machine under you. For example, you will do it because you want to.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with, like, when you've had your bike fixed or serviced and you ride it, you know, and it's been just like noisy and janky before that, and it's like smooth. Oh,
it just feels like a different bike.
You can't beat that. And you can't beat wanting to keep it like that.
Yeah, I think the problem is that it becomes I hate using this demo, this example, but like boiling a frog.
Oh, and like you just get, yeah, there's times when you're like, God, is it really making that noise? Was it always making that noise?
Yeah, you just get used to it. You're like, yeah, this is my bike. This is what it does. And then you get it fixed and you're like, oh, no, it wasn't like this. And yeah, it doesn't have to be like this. You can just do bits of maintenance, which cleaning is a part of. And it's preventative care. I mean, this is the... Richard's got another section on preventative care. Maybe we'll talk about that another day. But I'm just so big on prevention because it's cheaper than getting stuff repaired. And I just... True. I encounter so many sad situations where it's like, nope, this is a very expensive repair and it could have been prevented. That's like the worst. So clean your chain, everyone.
Clean your chain. Save a little bit of money. Absorb and learn a little bit of knowledge. Feel good about you and your bike.
Yeah.
What more could you want?
Ooh, don't forget to lube your chain when you're done cleaning. Tune into our episode on lubing your chain.
Yes, we've done one of those weird... we've made content where there's the actual published list and then the official listening list, and you should listen to this episode first and then listen to our lubing one.
Or just listen to them all the time.
It's like Star Wars, we just got the order a bit mixed up, but
yeah.
It all makes sense. Yeah, and I didn't even know about lubing your chain either, so go on a little journey and learn something new. If you like what we do, squish that
like
button,
rate
us on iTunes, and subscribe. If you can't give us your money, give us your stars. And don't keep us a secret. Slam that
share
button and tell all your podcast listening and perhaps also cycling friends about our show. Support us by becoming a third wheel. You'll be in good company. Claire Taylor,
Aurelia Venklovite,
Karina Fussell,
Kirsty Chestnut,
Kate Thompson,
Sally Bremner,
Jonathan Rothwell,
Ella Green,
Annie McCarthy,
and Max Meyer.
Woo!
Thank you to our amazing third wheels. And if you want to join these cool, awesome people, become a third wheel today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.